the title of our press release this week is Spring is in the Air, but the criminals are on the ground. And I suppose that what prompted that was in looking at crime figures across the northern region, which is Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, Sligo, Leitrim and Louth, right along the border, there has been a quite significant spike in the theft of particularly power, garden power tools. And I'm talking about here sit-on mowers, ride-on mowers, strimmers, power washers, that sort of stuff. And it has spiked. It has when we drilled down into it and looked at it, it's theft from unsecured sheds and garages as such.
And this equipment, if it were stolen, would be quite expensive, I'd imagine, to replace.
Well, it would be. You see, a lot of the sit-ons, you can basically talk from maybe €3,000 up to €9,000, maybe even more. Power washing equipment, the same thing. But you see, at the moment, there's obviously a bit of a market out there that people are inclined to buy things below market value. So people, you know, if you're doing that, you're feeding into crime. You're what's called a crime generator. You've absolutely no title to the property. And basically, you're dealing and handling stolen goods.
And what can residents in Donegal do to prevent their garden equipment from being stolen?
There's a number of tips there. We were basically saying to lock up the sheds and garages would be an obvious one. If you have valuable equipment, consider alarming the building or extending your house alarm to cover that area. Marking your property, there's a number of unique marking systems out there. One that we are working on, that actually originated in Donegal, is Theft Stop. It's available at www.theftstop.ie. A lot of information there. And, you know, just in the community then, people can keep an eye out for the movements of cars or vans or that don't appear the norm, the usual advice that we're always given.